1 Chronicles 26, 1 through 32. Devotional focus verse. Also unto Shemaiah, his son, were sons born, that ruled throughout the house of their father, for they were mighty men of valor. 1 Chronicles 26, 6. Our neighbor mowed his lawn, going back and forth across it in straight lines. There was nothing particularly unusual about that. What caught our attention was that his three-year-old son was walking right behind him, back and forth across the lawn in straight lines with his toy lawnmower. Children learn by doing what they see their parents do. They also learn from family members who take every opportunity to teach them. One of our ministers purchased each of his grandchildren a fishing pole before those grandchildren were born, indicating that he had every intention of showing his grandchildren how to catch fish. He recounts that when he was growing up, his grandparents would drive a couple hours just so he could go fishing for a short time. One time, they went to a lake, and although he was only about 6 years old at the time, he knew the lake was too shallow around the edges to fish effectively. So he said, "I need a boat." And his grandfather rented one and rowed him around the lake. He knows he was spoiled, but along with this special treatment, his grandparents and parents took every opportunity to teach his young, moldable mind about the gospel. And he has the same plan in mind for his grandchildren. Children learn by example. They may learn more by what they see than by what they hear. From generation to generation, it is important that they not only hear the truths of God's Word taught, but also see those truths lived out before them. They are watching their parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, and the people at church. The faithfulness of all those around them will have an impact. Today's chapter gives the names of many families who labored in Israel's worship services one generation after another. The children learned to do what their parents did before them. And the Bible says they were mighty men of valor. They had courage to do what was right in God's eyes. In our time, it can still take courage to do what God wants. And the strength to do that comes from Him. The next generation learns in part by observation. Children and young people are watching each of us, even when we are not aware of it. It is important that they see us faithfully doing our parts, whatever that may be. Background information. This chapter details the responsibilities of those who guarded the temple, were in charge of treasuries, and fulfilled civil duties. Verses 1 through 19 are about the porters, who could also be called gatekeepers or doorkeepers. There were 4,000 of them. See 1 Chronicles 23:5. And they were divided into four groups. During the time of David, these men guarded the tabernacle that he had set up for the worship of God. Later, after Solomon built the temple, the porters guarded there. Some of their duties included opening and closing the temple doors, making sure those who entered were qualified, not unclean per 2 Chronicles 23:19, and confirming that items and equipment were not removed from the area. The sons and grandsons of Obed-Edom are noted in verses 4 through 8. Obed-Edom was a Levite, and David had appointed him to house the Ark of the Covenant after Uzzah died when he touched the ark as it was being moved on a cart. The ark was cared for by Obed-Edom and his family for 3 months, and God blessed them. See 1 Chronicles 13:13-14. Then Obed-Edom was among those who helped transport the ark to Jerusalem and was one of the porters at the tent there. See 1 Chronicles 15:24. 16:5-38. God blessed him with 62 sons and grandsons. See verse 8. The porters did not have a choice regarding where they guarded, as well the small as the great, in verse 13, means the families were not chosen by size, wealth, or prestige. The areas were assigned by casting lots. Verses Verses 17 and 18 indicate that 24 porters were on duty at the same time. The Jewish historian Josephus stated that opening and shutting the temple doors took 20 men. Verses 20 through 28 tell about the treasurers, who were responsible for the donations given by the people, as well as the spoils brought back from the nation's battles. There was a treasury during the time of Joshua, see Joshua 6:24, but nothing more is said of it until Samuel's time, when it must have been reinstituted, see verse 28. Officers and judges are noted in verses 29 through 32. These Levites were magistrates and handled legal and civil matters, as well as ensured that religious laws were kept. Also, they may have collected taxes. 1,700 officers were assigned to the area west of the Jordan River, which included Jerusalem and the central portion of Israel's government. 2,700 were assigned to the area east of the Jordan River. David made some of these appointments during the last year of his reign. Conclusion: someone is watching how you live. You can be a good example today for the next generation.